Z93 Jam, Shelter Tone for Hip Hop and R&B. I am Reese G with
Dr. Thaddeus John Bell
for another Keeping It Real with Dr. Bell. And we are continuing a conversation in regards to strokes. And we talked about Jamie Foxx and how you said you read that that's what possibly has been going on with him. But you mentioned something about a hemorrhaging stroke. So there's different types of strokes?
There are different types of strokes. But I think that based on what I read, that he probably had a hemorrhagic stroke. There are two kinds of stroke. One is called an ischemic stroke. That's when there's a decrease of blood flow going to the brain. And then there's a hemorrhagic stroke. That's the kind that can be often most devastating. And a hemorrhagic stroke is when the blood vessel actually ruptures and the blood goes all out into the brain and does not go where it's supposed to go. But if people can get to the hospital in the nick of time, your chances of survival and your chances of having decreased complications from the stroke is significantly improved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because it's very important, as you kind of mentioned, that it's key on the onset of a stroke to get to the hospital or to get the medical attention right away to prevent any further damage to yourself. Just explain to people what are the things that they need to be looking out for to say, oh, wait a minute, I'm having a stroke.
There's an acronym called FAST. F-A-S-T. F, if there is an acute paralysis of the face. Paralysis means if the face gets twisted, or you notice the person's mouth gets twisted, or the eye closes. So that's F. A, if there is weakness of the arms, if the person cannot hold up their arms. So F-A-S. If all of a sudden I'm talking to you and I start slurring my that means something neurological is going on. And then the last letter is T, time. You've got 30 minutes to get me to the hospital so that I can be given the appropriate clot-busting drug to reverse those symptoms. And if you can get me to the hospital, the hospital people recognize what's going on, you can recover. I remember I had a patient who's since expired now. He was having a stroke, and his wife had heard me give this similar talk before, and the patient told his wife, oh, I'll be all right. You don't need to do anything. But she called EMS, and they recognized what was going on, and they were able to keep him from having a stroke at that time. So this is the situation in which knowing what that acronym means is very, very important.
So when it comes to a stroke, you got to remember face, arms, speech, and time. And we're going to wrap it up for right now, but we're not done with the conversation about high blood pressure and stroke. So make sure you are tuned in for another
Keeping It Real with Dr. Thaddeus John Bell
this Thursday at 1:20 p.m. on Z93 Jams.